And good afternoon. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. I'm Mark Rumsey. For the first time since 1991, Charlotte will host an NBA All-Star game to be played in February 2017. Landing the contest is considered a business and marketing coup for the city, but it almost didn't happen. Charlotte's bid for pro basketball's marquee game had to overcome repeated setbacks that threatened to scuttle the whole deal. Reporter Eric Spanberg with the Charlotte Business Journal has looked behind the scenes of those negotiations, and he joins me. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Mark.
First, how did Charlotte go about bidding for the All-Star game?
Well, it really took about a year to put everything together and to finally land the game. And one of the interesting things is I looked through some of the transcripts of the behind-the-scenes meetings that the city council held was the debate, the back and forth about whether this would be worth it, whether tax dollars should be invested. And then from talking to the team, I learned that putting the finances together for this was challenging for them as well, because the NBA has this huge showcase event, and because it is such a popular event, they really have a lot of leverage. And at the end of the weekend for the All-Star game, there will be about $6 million spent in private and public money in Charlotte to pull this game off.
So let's talk a little bit about where that money comes from. There are multiple players in this on the Charlotte end.
Yes, there are. So you start with the team, of course. Then you have the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, which is a government group. And then, of course, you also have the city government itself, as well as the Charlotte Sports Foundation. But one of the stumbling blocks is that as they kept revising these budgets, nobody really had much room to give anymore. And finally, after the bid collapsed twice, the Hornets, in a last-ditch effort, went to their sponsors at Novant Health and asked them for a pretty major contribution, and the hospital agreed to do that, and that's really when the NBA was comfortable saying, okay, we will come in 2017.
Why would Charlotte work so hard and invest that kind of money to bring this single event to town?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, I think the first answer is that when sports are involved, cities and government tend to lose their heads a little bit. They become very eager to have that reflected glory. Now, what you will hear from the city leaders and others who are involved in the bid is that New Orleans and Orlando, both cities that are similar in size and that have recently hosted the game, generate anywhere from $60 to $100 million in economic impact by hosting the game. Now, of course, economists differ greatly on how much any sporting event or sports team does for a local economy. In fact, one of the professors I spoke to at Vanderbilt said you can pretty much move the decimal point one spot to the left. So if the prediction is $100 million, maybe it's actually $10 million. But at the same time, everyone, including the skeptical economists, agrees that the marketing and advertising benefits certainly are there. It may be hard to put a precise value on them, but that is really, I think, what attracts the interest of cities in terms of going after these kinds of games. The fact that you'll have Charlotte splashed all over however many countries, I think it's more than 200 that show the game and all the events that go around it.
Your reporting showed that back in May, Charlotte City Council members held some closed-door sessions, and there were some real concerns about a $600,000 investment in this event. Can you identify a bottom line for taxpayer support for the city to host the NBA All-Star Game?
It will be at least $3 million when you add up the contributions from the Visitors Authority, which is also a taxpayer-funded group, and you throw in what the city is doing. The county is also possibly going to kick in a similar amount. That is the $600,000 that the city did. There were council members who were especially nervous because they were having this debate. At the same time, they were about to approve a property tax increase because of a budget gap for 2016. So we're talking about two different years, but it still doesn't look great in the eyes of at least some, if not all, taxpayers that on the one hand, you're raising property taxes to make things balance. And on the other hand, you are giving a league and a franchise who are very well off financial assistance.
Eric Spanberg with the Charlotte Business Journal. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.